If you missed part of the program, you can listen to this show and any of your favorites on the Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. This is The Inner Life on Relevant Radio.
Welcome back. Good to have all of you with us on The Inner Life today. Father Joseph Ilo from the Archdiocese of San Francisco, our spiritual director on the program today as we continue our Lenten journey. Today on the program, we're talking about self-denial. Your experience of that. When did you practice self-denial? Maybe you're doing it right now, but have you been able to measure the impact of that? Toll free if you'd like to join us on the program today, 888-914-9149, our email address, innerlife@relevantradio.com. Just a reminder that our Relevant Radio toll free studio line is sponsored by the Catholic Order of Foresters. More information about their flexible premium life insurance plans, all available through our website, relevantradio.com/Forester. relevantradio.com/Forester, the Catholic Order of Foresters. Father Joseph Ilo, our spiritual director and pastor at Star of the Sea Parish in San Francisco, but also gives retreats to Mother Teresa's missionaries of charity all around the world. So, Father, I just need to ask you, gosh, when you are present with these really incredible women who are missionaries of charity, do I presume that you are able to witness their self-denial, and what lessons can we learn from them?
They are beautiful young women, mostly, although some of them are now getting older, but they're all young at heart because they practice the simplicity of life. And when a priest gives an 8-day retreat to the missionaries, he lives the life they live to a large degree of great simplicity. The meals are simple, and there's silence for the 8 days. The chapels are very spare. There are no pews, and we most of us sit on the floor. And so there's that great peace and simplicity that leads to a deeper joy. And so Mother Teresa's way of life and her charism are a benefit to all of us that can simplify in small ways. We don't have to go to a monastery to find that. We can do it right in our own homes just by cutting back on certain things that we don't really need. Life is too complicated, and simplicity gives us a deeper joy and peace.
Yeah, and when you are in the presence of the sisters, like the missionaries of charity, I've not been involved with them too much, but with other orders, and you see the simplicity, and I find myself thinking, wow, how do they do this? How do they go to church without pews, for instance? I mean, just the little things they do, but it's just self-denial in so many simple little ways, and what great lessons for us, right?
Mm-hmm. When Jesus appeared to Mother Teresa, he said, I would like you to go form an order of those to serve the poorest of the poor. But he said, I want Indian nuns. And she realized that he didn't mean necessarily Indian by birth, but there's a beautiful simplicity in the Indian culture that she made available to the whole world that Jesus wanted her to communicate. So they never go into the chapel with shoes on, as you mentioned. And they just wear very simple asari, you know, the Indian garb. And so a lot of people go to India to find that kind of peace and simplicity, but it's really the gospel that is lived out. The Christian approach to simplicity is even deeper than any culture. So Jesus asked that of her, and we can learn a lot from those sisters.
Yeah, and I think go ahead.
Well, I'll just say that, of course, there are many other religious orders that practice beautiful simplicity. So I think any kind of consecrated life is a gift of the Church to teach us simplicity and silence.
Well, and make the point, if you would, Father, in terms of we can practice that. This is right in front of us. I mean, we don't have to go to, you know, to India to find peace and simplicity. We don't have to go to some religious order or monastery, you know, in our own diocese or archdiocese. We can figure out a way right where we are to practice and find this peace and simplicity.
We have to. I'm a diocesan priest, so I live in a rectory in a city, and you know, I go about the city a lot. I have a spiritual director about 2 hours away And I was confessing that I was driving too recklessly, too fast. And he said, well, for your penance, I want you to drive back to your rectory 2 hours away, never changing a lane. And it was a retreat. I'll tell you that 2 hours in the car of just following the car in front of me was, you know, going 50 miles an hour on a 70 mile an hour freeway was a time of great surrender. And it was a 2 hour retreat. So simple things like that in our daily lives, choosing simplicity and deference to others.
Father Joseph Ilo, our spiritual director, talking about self-denial today on the program. Phone lines are open if you'd like to join us. Your experience of self-denial, toll-free number 888-914-9149. And it's just the little things. But you use the word surrender. And that's difficult for us to do sometimes, but there's so much value in that, isn't there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the culture we live in is a kind of a self-will culture. The value of choice, of personal freedom, and the autonomous self is a value that's promoted so much. So to go clearly against that takes willpower. So to surrender to another is really the essence of self-denial, to admit that there's someone greater than me. He loves me, he's all-powerful, and he will take care of me. And I can give total surrender to that person in loving trust, those are the words of Mother Teresa, because eventually we're going to have to do that anyway. We're all going to die. And as one priest said, cheer up, soon you'll be dead and all your problems will be over. But to deny ourselves is a little death. Is getting ahead of that curve by saying, I'm going to surrender freely now so that when my life will be taken from me, I will be at peace in giving that over to God.
Yeah, I was so taken earlier in the program with Patricia, who called in from San Francisco, when she just talked about her cancer, but just emptying herself, and then God fills that. And it was such a simple way to explain what I had been thinking about and maybe trying to verbalize a little bit earlier in the program. But when we surrender, when we empty ourselves, God will fill us, won't he?
He will, but you know, we have to do the surrender first. We have to empty, just believing that he will fill us up. And that's why it's so hard, because we have to make that move.
Yeah, and talk about some of the little ways that we can surrender a little bit and empty ourselves. I was mentioning to you before we went on the air today that I found myself the last week or so really trying to want to enter into the Lenten experience, but just something little like, you know what? Don't run that yellow light. Slow down for it. Pray that the guy behind me, you know, doesn't hit me. But there was a little bit of self-denial just by not trying to get through the light, but just slowing down and, you know, slowing down and stopping where before maybe I would have, you know, rushed on through it. But surrendering a little bit and doing that. And back to the word we were using a little bit earlier, there was just a really beautiful sense of freedom in that. You know, I'm just going to slow down. We'll just stop for this yellow light today. And it's been really kind of an amazing experience for me.
Mm-hmm. Traffic, especially for those in urban areas, is a gold mine of self-denial. There, every block, there's an opportunity to defer to another driver and to make an act of self-denial that leads to great peace, as you said.
Yeah. There's my
line. There's a beautiful bishop that was visiting this weekend, and he always wears his cassock. And he said, well, I was ordained by a bishop in Brazil that never saw him not in his cassock. So I decided I would wear my cassock all the time. Now, I wear my cassock on Sundays, but he said, well, why don't you wear your cassock more? And I said, well, because I'm in a hurry so much. And he looked at me, and I said, oh, that's the problem. just even wearing the cassock would slow a man down. And I just noticed that this bishop had such a peace about him. He had to move slowly because he was in his sacred garb. But it's that kind of slowness and stillness that brings about peace, and it radiates to all around. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, indeed it does. Father Joseph Ilo, our spiritual director, let's take our final break. We'll get to some more phone calls when we come back. Talking today about self-denial. Phone lines are open if you would like to join us on the program. Toll-free number 888-914-9149. We're taking a break, and we will be right back. Stay with us.